All right, welcome back. I'm so excited to share this with you because you might be feeling at this point that maybe you haven't been spending money in a way that's in alignment with your truth. Maybe you have been hiding things. Maybe you have felt restricted in some ways and haven't given yourself permission to spend money in a way that serves you. And so it's been coming out sideways in multiple different ways. And money is an opportunity. It really is an opportunity for you to choose what it is that has value for you and give yourself permission to invest in that way and spend money in a way that feels good. In order for that to happen, there's something that you need to be aware of, and that is self-loving discipline. I used to be so scared of discipline. I used to hate the idea of it until I learned that the word discipline actually comes from the root word disciple, which means to learn. So I created self-loving discipline in order to share with you that one of the top priorities is learning how to love yourself. Learning how to love yourself. So self-loving discipline. And this plays into money in a big way. People, especially women, okay, do get scared around the word discipline. And so many of us have grown up with a preconception of this word and associate it with punishment. As I just shared, it comes from the Latin root disciple, which means to learn. And I invite you to feel into this around your relationship with money. What can you learn about yourself in relation to money, into the relationship to the way you spend money, the way you save money, the way you gift money? What are you learning about yourself? Discipline is about discovering and learning which behaviors you have with your finances that are aligned with you loving yourself. And this requires really subtle discernment because, like I said, it was easy for me to go to Nordstrom's and trick myself into saying, oh, I'm just doing this because I need a treat and I'm loving myself. But really clearly knowing that the energy was residing on proving, on justification, and such adrenaline rush. Instead of really honoring that I was making conscious purchases. So let's look at some of the emotions around spending. What emotions do you feel when you spend money and then hide your purchases or feel like you can't talk to people about them? Guilt? Do you feel misunderstood? Do you feel pride? Do you feel hurt? Shame? Do you feel controlled? Do you feel pity? Do you feel embarrassed? If there's something else that comes forward for you, feel free to actually add it to your template. But I do invite you to circle which one of these feels the most strong for you. Okay, you might resonate with a couple of them. Which one feels at the top of the list? Once you've done that, I want to meet you back here for courage. However, this is important because I'd like you to have a checkpoint around where you are with your spending currently. And how it is you've been allowing yourself to align or not be aligned, to be misaligned with your ability to spend money in a way that's congruent with your truth. And then I'm going to meet you back here, and we're going to talk about courage and the power and the purposeful New Yorker, allowing yourself to set up some systems that are going to strategically shift the way that you're relating to your money so that you do feel powerful and courageous when it comes to this. To money and when it comes to really your inner truth and your ability to act in a way that's in service to you. So I'll meet you back here as soon as you finish that brief segment.